Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Women to Watch is an intimate look into the lives of prominent and influential women leaders from around the world and the challenges they faced on their journey. It's the real story behind her title. Join us every week to hear more stories about women from around the world and in your own communities at womentowatch.net. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Women to Watch. I'm Sue Rocco. Thanks so much for joining me. This week, I will be speaking with Mara Smith, and Mara is the founder and CEO of Inspiro Tequila. Mara has a really interesting story. She spent most of her career working as an attorney in a large firm, and then on to McDonald's Corporation as a strategic advisor. When she became pregnant, she was forced to go on bed rest and had to make a decision to step out of corporate. So it's going to be a great conversation. Don't forget to stay with us during the breaks, where you'll hear from our exclusive watch team of corporate partners. And I invite you, as always, to subscribe to our YouTube channel at W2W Media. So now I'm very excited to welcome to the show Mara Smith. I wanted to start this interview off with not necessarily a quote, but something that you shared with me was that the two women who have inspired you most in your life have been your mom and your grandmother. And I wonder if you could just talk about them and your relationship with them.
Yes. Yes, I will try and do this without getting too teary-eyed when I think about my grandmother of blessed memory. Yet, you know, they had a very significant impact on my life and I think in the person I became. So my mom, who always worked, and so I had my grandmother actually kind of be a very major caregiver for me, starting from a young age, from when I was in preschool and driving me back and forth to basically taking me with her everywhere she went when I was little, including card parties and luncheons. But so that was really my growing up. I was the oldest grandchild and the only grandchild for a very long time. So I spent a lot of time with my grandmother. She was also a really young grandmother. So, you know, she was vibrant and could take me everywhere. My grandmother, was a Holocaust survivor and she went into concentration camp, into a work camp starting at 12 years old. So she was really young. So when, and then she went into, at 14, like that was when they started coming through, was when she's 12 and then 14 went into, a camp and got out at like 18 years old, got married, had my mom was born in a DP camp in Germany and came here. So I watched her build like an entire life here. And you know, with her friends who became her family, because she didn't have a lot of family. And I also watched someone who had very little formal education, but like this incredible business acumen. She always had like these, like, she was really good at math. I think that gave me kind of that drive also when I thought about, oh, I really like mathematical subjects. I always felt like I kind of got that from her too. So she really had a major impact on that, from like her, how she was socially, to always surrounding yourself with people, to also, I feel like, being really into the stock market and watching that. And, you know, she also was a widow at a really young age at 51. So even though her husband was the main provider, I had to like learn how to take care of her finances and do everything, and did it very adeptly. So she had a major role in my life. And then my mom, who's like a powerhouse, she obviously learned that also from her mom, but, you know, really just was and is still like a force to be reckoned with. Like when she has her mind put something, like she is all in. So she, you know, showed me a really great example of a really hard, you know, great work ethic, which I always imparted into my life.
Yeah. And one of the things, just so the viewers know, you formerly were an attorney and also worked with a very large Fortune 500 company, McDonald's Corporation, as a strategic advisor. And here you are now, an entrepreneur, having not only you're running this company, but you created it, this new brand, Inspiro Tequila. And when I spoke to you, you know, formally, you talked to me about the fact that you always knew you would run your own company one day. And here you are doing it after, you know, quite a lot of years working for someone else. Do you think that aside from the impact your grandmom had on you, do you think some of that came from watching your dad run his own business?
You know what? It's interesting. I actually think I thought about starting my own company a little bit later in life, to be honest. I think I wanted a lot of job security when I was younger. I don't think I was as risk tolerant as I am maybe now. So actually as a young girl, my dream job was to be like a Supreme Court justice, and there's no more secure job than that, right? A job that you have for life. And then I, you know, studied accounting and went to law school. I was like really linear as far as my focus and what I was going to do. And I think part of that is because actually I was exposed to a family business. My grandparents came here. They had to, you know, find a way to make a living. They started different companies, started different businesses. My grandfather, my mom's parents talked about my grandmother. They started a dry cleaning business here. My dad eventually took that over and was running their dry cleaner. So I saw actually all those pressures and everything of running your own business. And I think I probably like kind of was like, I'm going to stay away from that. I'm going to go like really, really like what's secure? Oh, accounting, law. But when I was at McDonald's and working in corporate strategy, all of a sudden my eyes were opened to consumer insights and trends. And we were trying to come up with different ideas for the company. And that was like really eye-opening for me. And I was like, oh, maybe I really love to start my own company. I also had heard like, you know, you don't really work that well with authority, which I agree with, that I should probably start my own company. But, you know, I had a major, major pivot in my life because I ended up, you know, being home for over 16 years. So I, again, a huge deviation than getting back into the workforce and then deciding to start my own company in the, you know, liquor industry of all things. But, yeah. But I think, you know, what if I was looking back and thinking of like what would have been great for me younger, is to actually have my eyes open to those other opportunities and things and be looking around a little more, as opposed to so like kind of myopically focused on like only one career path.
Yeah. And sometimes too, I wonder if you feel this way. There's for young women in particular, they don't necessarily think that they have their own good ideas, right? So, you know, you were thinking about, I can go work for a company and do a very good job, and I'm, you know, I'm capable, I'm smart enough. But it didn't quite dawn on you till a little bit later that when you were with McDonald's and you were coming up with strategies and ideas for this very big company, that perhaps you could do something on your own.
Right. And I think, you know, I probably always was kind of independent. And as far as like feeling like I would, you know, question things, I feel like maybe that's why people told me even when I was really young that I should go to law school and be a lawyer. Maybe that's because I was a pretty good debater, even at a very young age. But it takes a lot of confidence that you also don't necessarily have when you're younger to feel like, oh, I can like start something and build something on my own. I mean, I definitely did not. That I was confident in my abilities and skill sets, but I don't think I was like confident that I would be taken seriously if I said I was going to start my own company.
Right. By the way, you launched Inspiro Tequila, which is, you know, a company that is in an industry that has historically been male dominated for sure. So that's gutsy. But you did it at the very beginning of 2020. And we all know what happened that year. So I would say doubly risky. Tell me how did that go for you, you know, to be doing that during that time when we were all locked down and scared to death of what was going to be happening?
Yeah, impeccable timing, February 2020, founding a company, right? And then the entire world shuts down. I can't get to Mexico for production. But it also gave me a lot of time at home. I wasn't running my kids around as much, right, or going to sporting events or things. I did have the disadvantage of having three children homeschooling, which was an absolute disaster, right? But but I had a little bit of time to do like more research. Like I was able to just do a lot of preparation. And I think that was great for me because here I could kind of like do all the due diligence and legwork behind it, research and really prepare myself before just going out and like saying, I'm going to launch something.
Right. Yeah. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about why you made the decision to leave corporate. Stay with us as we go into our first break, where you'll hear from our watch team of corporate partners, and we'll be back with Mara Smith.
Hi, my name is Christy McCaffrey. I'm the founder and owner of Be The Good Media, and I'm here to share some good news with you. Today, I wanted to share with you about a woman who is truly doing meaningful and impact-driven work in her community. Her name is Corinne O'Connell. Corinne is the CEO of Habitat for Humanity Philadelphia. And as CEO, Corinne and her team work to make sure that every person in our city has a decent place to live. I was truly inspired in speaking with Corinne on my show because it was just so clear how passionate she is about making a meaningful impact in her community and in the lives of those she serves, not just today, but for many more years to come. You can hear more of my conversation with Corinne at BeTheGoodMedia.com. And there you will also learn more about how Be The Good Media helps to amplify impact-driven missions and causes. Again, I'm Christy McCaffrey. Stay tuned here on Women to Watch Media for more good news.
Ladies, I'm Tiffany Curtin, a financial professional with more than 25 years of experience serving successful women, families, and businesses. Here's the reality. You don't have to be the one managing your family's finances to take ownership of your future. But if you want true confidence about how everything is going to play out, you do have to take part in the process. That doesn't mean digging into the weeds of your finances when you don't have the time or desire. It means elevating your awareness of your own circumstances. It means having the bigger conversations so you're empowered when you need to be. Let's bring confidence to your family's future without overwhelming your time. Call myself at 903-520-2709. That's 903-520-2709. Or visit Johnson Financial Group on our website, www.jfg.cc. Not .com, www.jfg.cc.
Hi, I'm Dawn Zier, CEO, board director, and executive mentor to Fortune 500 executives through my work at the EXCO Group, firm of experienced CEOs, board directors, and global business leaders who offer real-world experience to help organizations and senior leaders grow. Today on Leadership Watch, we're going to talk about being in the driver's seat of your career. No matter what stage you're at in your career, you need to grasp that you are in the driver's seat. Understanding from day one that you and you alone are responsible for your career is critical. After all, why would you hand your career over to someone else to manage? There's no one as vested in yourself as you. And the ugly truth is that most managers are focused on execution rather than team development. So how can you ensure that your career stays on track? First, Make sure you have a clear set of agreed upon goals that are measurable, and if priorities shift, rewrite them with buy-in. 2, if you see something that can be improved upon or automated, don't wait to be asked, just do it. This is good advice for tech-savvy millennials and Gen Zs who can help lead the way with AI. 3, don't insulate yourself. Get to know other parts of the organization and network both internally and externally. Feel free to drive outside of your lane. And 4, while your career is yours to own, don't go it alone. Identify sponsors and mentors. Also, it's important to make self-reflection and self-assessment a habit. Think through where you want to be 5 years from now and create a roadmap for yourself. Does your current path get you there? Are you passionate about what you're doing? Do you feel challenged? Are you learning? Do you feel respected? And importantly, are you a cultural fit? And is the company a cultural fit for you? If you answer negative to any of these questions, it's likely time for some course correcting. Please follow me on LinkedIn at Dawn Zier. And if you're a senior executive looking to grow in your career, check out expoleadership.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the show.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Speaking this week with Mara Smith, and Mara is the founder and CEO of Inspiro Tequila, which, by the way, we'll find out where that name came from. But I think it's important to talk about what happened to you that prompted your decision to leave corporate and start this company. And you were placed on bed rest when you were pregnant with twins. So it was a scary time, you know, high risk pregnancy. Two questions I have for you. You know, can you recall the moment you said, this is what I need to do? And then do you ever miss the excitement of what you describe as the big deals in a large law firm?
Right. So, you know, there are a couple of transitions there. So first is starting at the law firm. So that was before having kids. But that was when I was at a, you know, really large law firm in Chicago and started contemplating having children, where all of a sudden I looked around, I'm like, wait, there are no women partners in my department. I'm like, I don't have any role models to see how you possibly can manage like big law firm life and having a family. So that was kind of that first transition where I'm like, I think I'm going to go to the business side. You know, I had great experience. I love my law firm, amazing, fantastic deals. But right, if I went part-time, it really meant you work full-time, you just get paid part-time, you're off the partnership track, which I had like worked really hard to be on partnership track, and you don't get those big, fun, exciting deals. So I said, let's transition. So that's when I moved to corporate strategy at McDonald's Corporation. I decided to go on the business side. My undergrad is, you know, I have a business degree and I got my CPA. I'm like, I'm going to go on the business side. Again, nothing goes according to plan. I become pregnant with my oldest, who are twins. They're great now and in college, but my corporate career came to a screeching halt like very abruptly. I was literally at a corporate dinner and my water broke with twins at 20 weeks, and I was on emergency bed rest for 3.5 months. and then had preemie twins. And I made the decision that I thought they really needed my attention and I wanted to be home. I'm very fortunate I had that option, but that's where there wasn't even a lot of decision-making that went into that. Like I was not in good condition after being on bed rest for 3.5 months, having a C-section and then having preemie twins. Like there wasn't a lot of thought that had to go into that for me, at least.
Right.
It's not anything I planned for or contemplated, but that was like the situation I was in at the time. And so I left and then had another child 9.5 years later, because again, nothing really went according to plan there. and I was out of the workforce for a long time. What I'd say is, like, as far as excitement, I mean, now every day is like, you know, entrepreneurial life is like every day is absolute excitement and way more, you know, every day is
yeah, it could be good excitement or bad excitement, but it's excitement.
Totally. Like, so yeah, many offers. Right. I mean, here I'm finding myself, you know, doing an interview from a car because I had to get to two events tonight and couldn't figure out how to coordinate and get there in time to get a setup done. So that's the life. So it is very exciting as far as like missing the excitement. Like I have way more now than I probably ever wanted. but the biggest piece is really that the learning curve is so steep. So in all of those other jobs, I learned a ton. It was on the fly, super intense, but now I'm learning about so many different areas. So I'm not learning about one thing. I'm learning about, you know, operations to marketing to digital marketing. I mean, I know more about some areas than I ever wanted to know, like SEO strategy or things like that. I don't want to know anymore, but it's just such a vast amount of learning. And I'm just intellectually curious. And I always say I'm kind of like a learn it all, not a know it all. So that part for me is really exciting about being, you know, a founder.
Right. And I know that you're proud that this is a woman-owned, women-led company. And, you know, talk to me a little bit about what kinds of things does the company do for kind of community engagement and supporting other women in business and entrepreneurs?
Yes. So I appreciate the question because it's something really important to me and now in Spiro Tequila in general. So one, we are certified woman-owned. There are very few spirits brands. I think there's like 12 or something total across every category that are actually meet the, you know, standards for being certified woman-owned by WeBank. We're distilled, owned, and led by all women. And, you know, we talked about me re-entering the workforce and deciding what I was going to do. And if I was going to do something, I wanted to be able to do something where I thought I can make some kind of impact. So bringing more female perspectives to an industry, like many industries, like when I was in law or, you know, there are many industries where women are underrepresented, but having the ability to bring more female perspectives by having an all women team, it's just something that was really important to me. Everyone from our master distiller in Mexico down the line. And then, you know, because it was so core to our brand ethos, we became a certified B Corp as a social impact company. And that really formalized our commitment to elevating other women in business. So it just means that it's always top of mind. It impacts when we think of vendors we're going to work with. We want to work with diverse vendors. It works with like the type of events we want to do. We want to be in professional women's organizations and work with them and groups. Collaborations. We want to collaborate and partner with other woman-owned companies. And then we give back. So we provide a small grant every year, Community Connections grant through a 501c3 to another female founder. To help her join networks and communities that would be helpful for her in launching her business. And then I mentor that grant winner every year. But I think it just shows that, I mean, it's a, you know, small grant, but hopefully demonstrates that you don't need like grandiose, like kind of efforts and huge budgets to be able to make an impact, right? Like all of us collectively, these like little small actions, if it's making a referral, if it's making an introduction, like those are just things that we're thinking about all the time, what we can do to help other women in business. Collectively, it's like very impactful.
Tell me, I want you to tell the story of where the name came from and then tell me what your dream is for the company.
Yes. So Inspiro is the Spanish word for inspired, and the name is after or in honor of the two women who inspired me, my grandmother and my mother. It just shows how intentional everything was that went into the brand, even our logo design. You'll see it looks like a fleur-de-lis. It's like four script eyes intertwined, and it stands for four generations of women. And my family, my grandmother, mother, myself, my daughter. So everything was, you know, we put a lot of thought into everything that we created with the brand. But where do I see the brand? You know, we're building it. It's definitely a slow build. It's not going to be like all over the country nationwide. We need to build really deliberately in certain markets and build it really well, like inch wide, mile deep. Obviously, we have the e-commerce platforms. We could ship more, you know, widely as far as across the country, but we're working on the markets that we're in eight states, and really trying to build the brand well. And ideally, I want to be the go-to for, you know, this female consumer who's generally overlooked. Women drink tequila, but big brands don't seem to recognize that. And we want her to know about, you know, and feel like she's part of our community. And that we're spiriting, you know, moments of connection for her, and that she, that we're her go-to for a clean tequila.
Right. Well, listen, I don't want to keep you too long because you were so kind to join us from your car on your way to your next thing. This is a first for Women to Watch, my guest to be in a car, but I think it worked out fine. Yeah. And thank you, you know, just for taking a little bit of time to share your story. I think it's really, it's quite inspirational, just the courage that you've had to start something brand new in a male-dominated industry and having pivoted from a completely different career path. So I wish you continued success.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. And hopefully you didn't hear, you know, trains overhead here in Chicago, downtown Chicago.
We did not, but I saw them. I thought, is the car moving or is that?
No.
well, we'll be in touch when the show goes up next week, Mara. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Stay with us as we go into our last break, and I'll be back to close out the show. Children's Hospital of Philadelphia has long been ranked as one of the best children's hospitals in the country. In our Women to Watch at CHOP series, we'll meet the women working to preserve this best-in-class pediatric innovation. Let's meet Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, Sophia Holder. Sophia, just take a minute to kind of introduce yourself to our guests. Tell them a little bit about where you came from and how you ended up in this role.
Yes, and thank you, Susan, for just the amazing work that you do to inspire women leadership. I would still call myself as new to CHOP. Started just over 3 years ago, and I'm honestly in my dream job in an organization that is focused on delivering and innovating care for children. And so it's hard not to find joy in that space. My career in healthcare spans many years, starting in the adult side and now on the pediatric side, and I'm just really thrilled to be with you today.
What advice would you have for our listeners and our viewers listening to you today?
So I would offer two pieces of advice. Focus on continuous learning. Be a life learner. That's the frame that I often use with those who work with me and for me. Stay updated on industry trends. Continuously seek opportunities for learning and growth. Knowledge is power in any leadership role. I think the other piece of advice I would give is model authenticity. Be authentic and true to yourself. Authentic leadership builds trust and loyalty among your team and your peers, foundational to building effective teams and supporting cross-collaboration and partnership.
Thanks so much to Sophia Holder for joining us. Stay tuned for more Women to Watch at CHOP.
We are CHOP, and we can't wait to show you around. We're the nation's first children's hospital. Now, a care network with more than 50 locations that continues to expand. 3 state-of-the-art research buildings with 1.5 million square feet of space. We have grown from 12 beds 165 years ago to nearly 600 beds and one of the best children's hospitals in the world. We have a level 1 trauma center, 11 floors of patient units, more than 20 operating rooms, first-of-its-kind delivery unit for babies with birth defects, a separate cardiac operative and catheterization suite, and places to learn, like our internationally recognized simulation center. We have trained generations of leaders in the field of pediatrics. We are world leaders in medicine, surgery, and science. One of the top recipients in NIH funding for pediatric research. In this building, pioneers in CAR T therapy, mitochondrial disease, brain tumors, hyperinsulinism, and other rare diseases. Here, groundbreaking work in fetal surgery, genetics and genomics, and neurology. In our newest building, leaders in social determinants of health, clinical informatics and epidemiology, autism, trauma and injury prevention. Our patients come from every state and 115 countries. Meeting these challenges requires the best and the brightest. We are passionate about pediatrics. We are motivated to make a difference in the world and in our community. We are a team. We are CHOP.
That's it, everyone, for another week of Women to Watch. Thanks so much for joining me. Next week, I'll be sitting down with Erica Bennett, and Erica is the president of Orca Golf. They make some really incredible custom golf bags for the golf industry, both men and women. Thank you, as always, to our sponsors who help me to bring the show to you each and every week. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.
Gear Patrol just called their ISO-certified dive watch the best sub-$500 dive watch, full stop. And their ceramic watch material almost magical. The Wall Street Journal called them iconoclastic cool, potentially redefining the industry itself. Who are we talking about? It's Movement. And they're leveling up your gift-giving with the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics, Movement's got options for everyone on your list. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, be the good gifter this year with Movement's huge site-wide holiday sales and enjoy the usual fast and free shipping. Shop 30 to 60% off now at movement.com. That's MVMT.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.